Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, my dear friends, this evening. It's once again your host and your speaker for tonight. I am Willie LaFon. Praise God for a brand new day. Thank and praise the living God for blessing us to see today. We thank and praise God for you all coming on the line tonight. Praise God. And hearing what thus saith the Lord. We have a great message on tonight. It's entitled, What to Do While You Wait. What to Do While You Wait. And I had put a little episode in my write-up saying, what are you going to do when you don't know what to do and you know you need to do something? And this is concerning what to do while you wait. Praise God. We have some a song that I want to play for you. I'm not going to sing it. I thought of a song one day at a time, praise God, but I decided to let Lee Williams and the QCs sing a song for you so you can hear that while we wait for others, praise God, to come on the line. Hallelujah. But I'm excited about what God is going to say. I'm waiting on him and listening to him, praise God, as he talked to us about what to do while you wait. Hallelujah. And I won't start teaching the message just yet. I'm going to give, like I said, I'm going to play a song. And then, praise God, we're going to read a scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've got a number of scriptures, but I only put down just a few on my little blog talk. Praise God. So you can have an idea. Some people like to get the scripture and they want to read it for themselves, and I don't have any trouble doing that. But I thank the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah for a brand new day. I praise him for being so good to us, allowing us, hallelujah, to breathe, hallelujah, to move and have our very being because he loves us so much. Glory be to God. And contrary to popular opinion, God has not left us down here alone, but he is still speaking. Praise God. And I like to use the phrase, hallelujah, if there's God is speaking, if there's anybody listening, I pray they will hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. So I'm going to play this song, and after the song, I'll come back with you, and I'll read some scripture. The scripture that's on my blog talk is Job 14. And 14b, the last part of that 14th chapter of 14, verse 14, the last part of verse 14, praise God. And then Job 19 and 25 through 27. And then I want us to read Isaiah 40 and 31. And throughout the message, I always like to refer to what the Word of God says. So you'll hear me with some more scripture on tonight, praise God. But that's three that I will read, so if you want to turn to that and be meditating on those, praise God, as I play this song by Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and it's entitled Right on Time. And remember, the message has to do with what to do while you wait. And I know a lot of people saying, Sister Willie, you know, we live in a microwavable world. Yeah, it used to be like that, but now, whether we want it to or not, we're in a position where you have to, what, selah. That word means to pause and think more carefully about that. But let me play this song for you, praise God, and I pray that it is a blessing to each one of you. Listen to the song, Right on Time.
How long it takes.
Right on time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs with God is Right on Time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, and let me pray just briefly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise you. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for another day's journey. I thank you that, yes, you are right on time. Sometimes we wonder, well, when is this going to happen or when is that going to happen? But I know, hallelujah, that you are sovereign God. You're all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. Hallelujah, and you're working things out. Hallelujah. In spite of how we feel, in spite of what we see, we're trusting on you. As the songwriter said, we're leaning and depending on you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this evening and for this message that you will speak to us on tonight. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward, hallelujah, to you speaking to the hearts of your people, Lord God, and the listeners. I don't know where all this is going out to, but I do pray that people will hear what thus saith the Lord. And we thank you that whatever you do, it's always right on time. You are so good. We magnify you. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you that you love us, dear God. Thank you that you are for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for giving us the best gift we're ever going to receive. And his name is Jesus. And Jesus, we appreciate you for sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, even right now, making intercession for us and sitting in on this conversation on tonight and on this message. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, as your word go forth, I pray that if someone's standing in need of something special, that you do it for them in the name of Jesus. I agree with your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray special blessings on those that are taking out time in their schedule this evening to hear what thus saith the Lord. God, we love you, we bless you, we praise you. Now we put this service into thy hands in Jesus' name. All right, glory be to God. What to do while you wait? Praise God. And once again, I am your host and your speaker, Evangelist Willie LaFon. Some call me Sister Willie, and that's fine. I don't get stuck on titles and things like that. But I am a servant of the Lord, and I love Jesus. I love God. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't love a God? Hallelujah. That has given us the best that he has to offer. And he's watching over us and keeping us right now in Jesus' name. Now, I said I was going to read your scripture after the song, praise God, but I just felt led to say a prayer. And I thought when I thought about this subject, praise God, what to do while you wait, I thought about it and I said, Lord, we need to talk about that because, yes, we've been living in a microwavable world and where it looked like we can put things in. If we want to heat up the food, put it in a microwave and nuke it for 30 seconds, depending on what it is, and it's ready. And we like to get things quick. We like to do things fast. But now we're at a stage where we've had to slow down whether we wanted to or not because of the situation on the earth today. But God, I thank you that you're still in control. I decided to say, well, now who can talk to us about how to deal with situations? And I always like to consult the word of God. So I thought about Job and what he said and some of the things that Job faced. I'm pretty sure most of the people that's online, a lot of people that may be online, they may have read the book of Job and they know some of the trials that he had to go through. And it didn't take a long time for him to have to go through when the enemy get on your case, and that's what the situation was. But Job didn't know about it, that the enemy was on his case. And so the things that happened that brought devastations in Job's life, the enemy had consulted with God about Job. So Job didn't know that portion. So we see a lot of things that Job went through, but Job had some things to say. And this is one just a couple of things I want to point out what Job said. In spite of all that he went through, and I'm thinking about all of 2020, and glory be to God, we've made it past, by the grace of God, hallelujah, and the power of God, we made it past 2020, and we will continue to run on and see what the end's going to be as long as we're hid in our Savior, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture teach me we're seated in heavenly places in Christ, even now, praise God. But Job 14 and verse 14, Job chapter 14 and verse 14, and it says, I'll read the whole scripture, but the last portion of that is what I wanted to focus on. It says, if a man die, shall he live again? And Job, that's a question mark. That's a question that Job asked. Now, Job was not in Jesus' day, so I could see him asking that question, praise God. And then the last portion of that verse, even though in spite of all of what Job went through, it says, all the days of my appointed time will I wait, glory be to God, till my change come. Hello, somebody. Now, the enemy felt like if he put enough turmoil, enough tragic events, enough horrible things in Job's life, he felt that Job would just curse God and give up on his integrity. But Job had relationship with God, and that's what we want, a genuine relationship with God. Hallelujah. We want to know who God is, and we want to have a relationship with God in such a way that in spite of what it looks like, we want to continue, hallelujah, that relationship, and we don't want anything, I'll use this phrase, to shake our faith, glory be to God. We ought to be somewhere in the Lord now where regardless of what come or what may, we don't want anything to shake our faith. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about knowing someone by the name of Job who spoke out and said, and this is in chapter 14, so this is after his friends, three of his friends, I'm no doubt because he was very prominent, praise God, a lot of people knew who Job was. But three of his friends, they came to visit him when he was going, going through. He was now covered with boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. And he would sit down in the ash, scraping his sores. They were painful sores. And his friends, they saw the pain and the turmoil that Job was going through, and they couldn't do nothing but just sit there with him for 7 days and seven nights and basically just be mournful for what he was going through. And they didn't say a word, and I would say they should have just kept their mouth closed and just been there. Sometimes it's not always good to say something. You need to wait on God to hear what God will say to you to say to someone else when they're going through. Hello, somebody. But what to do while you wait? Now, Job says, all of the days of my appointed time, he realized that he had an appointed time. It's appointed time for men to live, and after that, they die, and then the judgment. Hello, somebody. So Job said, all of the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change come. Glory be to God. Are we waiting? Hello, somebody. Until our change come. Have we, praise God, allowed nothing to shake our faith? I don't care how many times they come on the TV or the radio and they say, this is going on, that's going on, now it's going to get worse, it's going this and that. And I'm going to tell you, you better know who you're serving, praise God. You better know, hallelujah, who you're waiting on, and that's God, hallelujah. And I trust that God is going to deal with everything because I love the word of God. It'll give you an answer for every person, praise God. I remind them where the scripture teach, the wicked shall not go unpunished. So don't worry about fret not thyself because of evildoers. They day is coming, and let's let God deal with that. Now, Job, I tell you, I just got into that. I'm just excited. Job, the 19th chapter was the other verse, and I will read verses 25 through verse 27, praise God. And I'm going to try my best not to hold you too long. Job, the 19th chapter, verse 25 through 27. 25 says, for I know. Now, this is what Job is saying. This is in the 19th chapter, after all, and he's been back and forth, and he's been discussing this thing. Matter of fact, Job had got to the point where he had wished that his day that he was born, that he was never born. Hello, somebody. he was going through a whole lot. Hello, glory be to God. And when you're going through, my God, and you're seeing so many things happen, and you say, when is it going to be a let up? Well, thank and praise God, we're not back in the days where the Israelites, they had been so disobedient and rebellious to the Lord until God turned them over to the Babylonians and they was led into captivity. How many years? I believe you know the answer to this, 70 years. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this pestilence and this stuff that's going on in the land and this virus and stuff will not be here 70 years at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God and I ask God in Christ Jesus' name and agree with his word. He's working things out for our good, glory be to God, and he's able to keep us in spite of what's in the land today. But we pray God deal with the darkness and the pestilence and the wickedness and evil of this day in the name of Jesus. And when whatever God has desired to do to accomplish in this season, we pray that he'll soon shut the door to every bit of this darkness in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And the scripture, I'm just going to go by the Spirit of God. The scripture teach, if my people, that's 2 Chronicles, what, 7 and 14, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. So I'm saying that has to do with the body of Christ, people that claim to be children of God. I've seen and heard so much stuff. Lately, I even seen who's supposed to be a prominent evangelicals come out of their mouth and they talking like others, talking out of both sides of your neck. Now, you can't talk out of both sides of your neck to me because, see, I don't know what to believe. You either are you all the way in with God or you're not. You can't be straddling the fence. You can't be lukewarm. The Lord will spew you out. You'll find it in Revelations. Hello, somebody. Let me go back to Job. I'm trying to have time, but I just enjoy this. Job, the 19th chapter, praise God, and verse 25 through 27 says, and this is what Job is saying, in spite of all that he's gone through. He says, for I know, I like that word, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Hello. I believe Job was speaking, hallelujah. And I believe the Spirit of God must have spoke to him at that time, and he opened up his mouth and said that, praise God, because that sounds more prophetic to me. But the fact that he says, I know that my Redeemer lives, that means he has a relationship with the Lord. And we, if you're living on earth today and you don't have God in your life as your personal Savior, praise God, as you don't have relationship with him, I'm going to submit to you, it's time to surrender to God and ask God to have mercy and come into your life. Hallelujah. As the scriptures teach, Jesus is knocking, and the songwriter said, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Open up the door of your heart and let him in, glory be to God. Because you can't go through some of the stuff that's going on today without having God in your life. Praise God for that commercial. Verse 26 says, and though after my skin worms, hello, destroyed his body, this is Job, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Hallelujah. Job, you saying something to us tonight, and Holy Spirit continue to let us eat up on that and meditate on what you're speaking to us. Job said, don't make no difference what I'm going through. The skin worms can destroy my body, but in my flesh I shall see God. That's talking about, and Job said, I know who God is. Glory be to God. In spite of what I'm going through, hello, somebody. Hallelujah. What you going to do while you wait? Hello. Glory be to God. Verse 27 says, whom I shall see. Now, he said, in my flesh I shall see God. And then he says, the next portion is verse 27, whom I shall see for myself. And my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Hello. Job says, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. Hallelujah. He said, my eyes shall behold. He gonna see God for himself. Hallelujah. Now, he was speaking, glory be to God, what he know, and it was in his spirit, praise God, hallelujah. And he was speaking to us, hallelujah. what you going to do while you wait? Hallelujah. Then I said I want to read Isaiah 40 and 31. Praise God. Hallelujah. That says, a lot of you probably heard this scripture, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They that wait. Now, you got to know when we ask the question what to do while you wait, you got to know who you're waiting on. Are you waiting on the president, the new president? Glory be to God, and we thank and praise God. We have new chief in office, praise God, hallelujah, new vice president, Kamala, praise God, Harris, hallelujah. We thank and praise God for what he's doing, and we're praying for these leaders and that they would make good and wise choices and decisions for this nation that God has blessed us to be a part of, hallelujah. So as we began to look at that word, hallelujah, but they that wait upon the Lord, Job, he knew who he was waiting on, regardless of what all he went. I remember one portion in the earlier scripture when he had lost all that he had, the sheep, the cattle, his servants, and then the children, the house fell in, and all the children died, and only one escaped just to tell Job all of the misfortune that was coming upon him. And it seemed like minutes, times went by, Job said that one time, naked I came into the world, and naked shall I return. And you know what he came out of his mouth? He fell down and worshiped God. Hello, somebody. Now, that right there says something about the character of Job. Praise God. That in spite of all the horrific, horrible things that the enemy was throwing at him, glory be to God, he came out his mouth. He said, well, naked I came in the world, and naked shall I return. And he fell down and worshiped, and he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hello, somebody. Now, I know a lot of us will do what? We go to complaining and we say, God, what in the world are you doing? Well, I learned a long time ago I'm not to question God. But I know God has a plan, and when we begin to look at his word, we'll see that he's working things out for our good. Hallelujah. So I've wrote down a couple of things, and like I said, I'm going to do my very best not to be with you too long, praise God. So I put some things down to try to keep me on track. Those were a few scriptures that I read to you, praise God, because I wanted to get that in. Hallelujah. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And I recall the scripture in Luke, praise God, the 19th chapter. I like that book because it talked about a little man by the name of Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. And Jesus was coming through one day, and there was a multitude with the Lord Jesus. But Zacchaeus was a little short fellow, and he wanted to see Jesus. He was a tax collector, chief tax collector. And he ran ahead of the crowd. Now, you know, he had to be getting up down that road, praise God, to run ahead of the crowd, the multitude that was with Jesus. And he ran up a little sycamore tree. Matter of fact, I saw a tree this week. I was near the park, and I saw a little tree, and it was low. The branches was low. It was easy to climb. I don't know if this sycamore tree was made like that or not. But that's what Zacchaeus did. And that's some of the scriptures, praise God, and that's where Jesus pointed out in Luke the 19th chapter that when he saw Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must abide at your house today. Why? Because Jesus came to do what? To seek and to save those that are lost. And he's still looking for them that are lost. And that's why we need to be the light and the salt of the earth today so that people can get the message that Jesus loves you. And he does not want you to stay in an unsaved or lost state. He does not want you to miss out on paradise, glory be to God. But he wants you, hallelujah, to spend eternity. For God is our creator, hallelujah. He is our maker, glory be to God, hallelujah. He's Elohim, the creator, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. And he is for us, and he cares about us, and he does not want us to be lost. I tell you, since this the January the 6th, when I saw people scaling the walls and going up there and attacking the national capital, I thought to myself, what in the world are they doing? It's people that, and some of them looked like they had signs. They had Jesus on one portion of the sign, and they had Trump on the other. And I'm going to tell you what, it was something wrong with that. And I said, how is it that people can get in a condition where they don't see what's right? But you can do evil things and wicked things and for so long, and then you talk, go see what Romans say. You don't want to be turned over to a reprobate mind. But let me haste it on, praise God. I was telling you about Luke, the 19th chapter, what to do while you wait. One thing is you can't just sit still. Let me just put it like that. Don't sit down and not do anything. You at a time, and I thought about it, I said, we have a brother Black on our prayer line, praise God, and he wrote a book, and he's legally blind. And I thought, boy, if he can write a book, I got both my eyes. Sure, not be able to write a book, praise God, because I got a lot of books in me, but I just haven't made it. I procrastinate, and God help me with that, praise God. But Jesus said in Luke, the 19th chapter, praise God, and I'll just read you so you can get a little bit of this. It says, and I'll start at verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to your house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Now, he was talking about Zacchaeus, praise God. And he says, verse 10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And he said, therefore, verse 12, praise God, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and he said unto them, occupy until I come. So one thing we need to do, we don't need to just sit down and be wasteful, but we need to occupy until Christ comes. That means you need to stay busy. In other words, keep busy, praise God, occupy. And I said another thing we want to do is agree with what God's word say. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Agree with what he says. If he says you shall live and not die, I don't care what comes against you, you better say the word. It better be down on the inside of you, praise God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is going to work all by itself. You just need to apply your faith to the word. You need to agree with God. And I made a decision in 2020. God, I'm going to agree with what you say about me and your word. Praise God. I remember a time I was perming my hair, and some of the perm dropped in my eye. Hello, somebody. Now, you know if it's going to straighten out my hair, what it'll do to the scab on my eye. And glory be to God, I believe, hallelujah, I didn't lose eyesight in that eye because I believe what God's word said, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. And it had got down on the inside. When the word is on the inside, whatever's forming against you has to come against that word. If you believe it, praise God, hallelujah, let the word of God deal with that, hallelujah. And I did not lose eyesight. I still have eyesight in both of my eyes, and I give glory to God. So agree with God's word. And I said, number three, stop putting limits on God. A lot of people put limits on God, and they act like that he's not able to do certain things. Is his hand shortened where he cannot save? The scripture teach, praise God, and I've learned this about who God is. God is outside of space and time. You can't put no limits on him. Now, if you can't compare yourself because we are limited, but glory be to God. God is outside of space and time, praise God. Even Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him, who? God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we act or think, according to the power that works in us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Don't just sit down and do nothing. Say, what you going to do while you wait? Hallelujah. Don't just sit down and do nothing. And I thought, it's a time to get close to God. If you haven't been close to God, if you haven't had a genuine relationship with the Lord for yourself, it's a time to spend time with the Lord. Pause. You know that even though you have to stay home, you know you can stay busy. There's something to do all the time, but you have to make yourself spend some time with the Lord, and it's worthwhile, praise God. It's good to get to know who God is for yourself and to take him at his word. Study the word of God, and you find out some things, hallelujah. As I was studying, I remember when our older senior pastor passed on and the younger pastor came, I enjoy his teaching because he teaches us inductive Bible study. And in that inductive, that's deep study, praise God. In that inductive Bible study, I learned that, you know what, God is not in a hurry. Hello, somebody. But he grows things, hallelujah. And he uses people. Hello, glory be to God. He doesn't have to. What the scripture said, rocks can cry out for him. So let's get into the habit of spending time with the Lord, praise God, and agreeing with God. And I read it was a little pamphlet, and it talks about how God gazes at us, and I just love that. And he looks at us, but he gazes. He spends time. You know, the scripture says he doesn't leave nor forsake us, praise God. And because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved, praise God. Hallelujah. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Getting to know the Lord, finding out who he is, find out what is in his character, what's in his nature. And when you see people behaving something different, and they claiming to be people of God, well, you're going to know who they really are. But in any case, praise God, God is able to do exceeding abundant. Do you agree with that, praise God, that he is able to do exceeding abundant above all, that he can blink his eye and that pestilence will be gone? Glory be to God. That no weapon formed against us, that's what he says, hallelujah, hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Psalms, David said in the book of Psalms, Psalm 37, trust in the Lord, trust in God. I like that. And then what, Mark 11, 22, Jesus said to them, have faith in God. That's if you have faith in God, you trust him. You believe that whatsoever he says, he can back it up. Hallelujah. You can take that to the bank, and you don't have to worry about it bouncing on you. Glory be to God. Trust in the Lord, and then do what? Don't just sit there, but do good. That's what David said. Put your trust in God and do good. And I like what Charles Stanley said. He said, obey God and leave the consequences to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we, as born-again believers, we should be interceding and praying for others. And when we pray, if you're not praying, believing with expectation, what in the world are you expecting? Hello, somebody. You got to trust, hallelujah, who you put your confidence in. And God is the one that we want to put our confidence in. And if you got a situation going on, study and see what he says in his word. And praise God. By now, we should know what he says in his word. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I hope this system don't go down because my computer just went somewhere. I'll go back and come back and try to pull it up in a minute. But anyway, David said, trust in the Lord and do good, and you shall dwell in the land. Hallelujah. And verily, you shall be fed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the computer came back up. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And it says, hallelujah, delight yourself. Just what David said, Psalm 37, 3 through 5. Delight yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know you can say hallelujah. You ain't at church, but you can say hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. There's a reason to give. If you got breath in your body, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall give you, David said in 37, verse 4, if you delight yourself in the Lord, David said, he shall give you, God shall give you the desires of your heart. Then John 16, 23 and 24 says, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to you. And verse 24 says why he'll give it to you, so your joy will be full. I like those verses, praise God. And I'm in agreement with the verse, hallelujah, because it is God. Hallelujah. Then David said in the fifth verse, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. You got to trust that, hallelujah, when you pray, that God, if you're praying according to his divine will, and his word is his divine will, you got to pray believing that you receive, hallelujah. I like Mark 9:23, he says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible, hallelujah. Well, if you don't know everything, you know something about God, so pray what you believe, praise God, and pray with expectation, hallelujah, glory be to God. I could say a whole lot more, praise God, hallelujah. I like, and I mentioned to you about what Jesus said in Mark 11, chapter, verse 22, to have faith in God, and verse 24 said, therefore I say, Jesus still speaking, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. What is it that you should do while you wait? Trust God. Have confidence in him. And if there's something that's troubling you, if people are making bad decisions, we was praying. I remember my aunt sent me a message, let's fast and pray Sunday morning from morning to noon. I said, well, praise God, I'm in agreement with that. And we was praying that God, your hand be upon this inauguration on this past Wednesday. And you see how beautiful everything turned out? Glory be to God. I'm not saying just, you know, but just trust that God's hand is able to bring about what he wants done. And we have to pray that the hand of God is in this situation on today. Hallelujah. And the wicked ones be caught, because he said the wicked shall not go unpunished. Trust God. Believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've read to you what that scripture of Isaiah 40 and 31. Praise God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Wait. And if I read it from the Amplified, wait and what it says, confidently expect the Lord. Hallelujah. When you wait, be in expectation, praise God. Don't just forget about it. What did that woman that went to the unjust judge, and the message title was, men ought to always pray, praise God. So we need to be praying while we wait, praise God. But when we need to be waiting with expectation from who? From God. And he tells us in that Psalms 27, verse 14, said, be strong and let your heart take courage. Hallelujah. And he says again, yes, wait for and confidently have confidence that God is outside of time and space, and he's big enough to do anything. To God be the glory. I learned as a little girl that God was big enough to do anything, because my father had left home for a certain amount of time, and even though it was seven children and mom was there, but I just loved my dad. I just loved my dad. And I remember I heard somebody say, God answers prayer, and they was building a little old porch. We was in just a three-room house. Hello, somebody. And I ran over to that little old porch where they was building, and I got on my knees because I heard God answers prayer. And I began to pray. I said, God, please bring my dad back home. And then I prayed. I said, Lord, let him bring some little children for me to play with. And it was seven of us already, so you know that was a child's prayer. But a day or so, a car drove up, and my dad got out the car. And you couldn't tell this little girl, hallelujah, that my God was not big enough to do anything. That's how I received my healing from that sinuses, praise God, when I was in Texas in the military, and you could hear me struggling trying to breathe at my job, and a major sit down there at a desk right next to me, and he began to say, you know you can be healed from that. And I looked right at him. I said, yes, I can, because my God is big enough to do anything, because I remembered how he had brought my dad back home. Now, he didn't bring no little children, and I ran back over to that little spot where I had prayed initially. I said, God, thank you for bringing my dad back home, and that's okay about the little children. Thank God he didn't bring no more. But in any case, that major said, well, you are healed in Jesus' name. And immediately I was healed, and I began to breathe as normal. To God be the glory. God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So when you wait, praise God, know who you're waiting on, praise God. Have the trust, the confidence, the assurance that when you pray, believe that you receive. Praise God. And if you're not sure what to pray about, ask the Lord, Lord, I be asking God now, Holy Spirit, help me to know how to pray. Help me to know what to say in this situation. You got decisions to make? Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. While he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. Let me hasten on. There was a scripture that says, you know, and I said earlier when we was being taught about inductive study, praise God, Bible study, that God is not in a hurry. And in Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse 14, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And then it has this verse, at the time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Now, you know Sarah was in her 90s before she got pregnant with Isaac. Hello, somebody. And I don't know how long from the time she was told until the time she got pregnant, but she was well past childbearing age. Hello, somebody. But God has an appointed time for what he's going to do and when he's going to do it. We just cannot let nothing shake our faith while we're waiting on God. And praise God. Now, if you're waiting on your husband or your spouse, or you're waiting on the preacher, you're waiting on the leaders to make decisions, you better be praying. That's all I can tell you about that. And you better wait on the one who's able to do something about the situation, and that is God. And realize, hallelujah, that like the son, who is that, Lee Williams was saying, God is right on time, but you have to just wait, praise God. And you know that's a difficult thing to do. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us to wait. Stay busy, hallelujah. Occupy, glory be to God. And Psalms 130, hallelujah, and I'm reading this from the NIV, the New International Version. It says, I wait for the Lord. My soul, my whole being waits. In his word I put my hope. That's what we need to be putting our hope in, is what he say. That's why I said decide to agree with God, hallelujah. I wait for the Lord. This is Psalms 130, verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord more than the watchman wait for the morning. Yes, more than a watchman wait for the morning. I could go on, praise God. I could tell you about Psalms 37 where it talks about trusting the Lord. Do good, and you should live in the land, praise God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You have desires, praise God. You have hopes. Hope in God. Hope in, find out what he says in his word. Hallelujah. Trust in him. And when you pray, expect that he's going to bring it to pass. You know what? That's going to be enough for tonight, because I know I said a whole lot. Praise God. So I hope that you got a little bit out of this message tonight on what to do while you wait. I pray that it was a blessing to you, and I said in the beginning that I didn't want to hold you too long, so I'm trying to keep my promise. Praise God. Hallelujah, because I get feedback from some people. But anyway, that's all I have for right now. I could have gone, but I'm not going to keep going on because I don't want to wear your patience. What to do while you wait, praise God. Don't let nothing. Job didn't let anything. His friends was there and they was talking. He had to tell them, you're physicians with no knowledge. You don't know nothing, because they weren't telling the truth about him. Matter of fact, God had to use Job to pray for his friends because they evaluated the situation in error. And if Job hadn't prayed for them, God was going to deal with them. Hello. So you can't be quick to be saying something, especially if you don't know everything. But to God be the glory. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this word on tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to you, what to do while you wait. Don't let anything shake your faith. Know who you're waiting on. That's God. Don't put limits on God. Praise God. He's outside of space and time. Hallelujah. He's all-knowing. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows everything. Hallelujah. He's all-powerful, and he will work things out at his appointed time. Glory be to God. You just keep trusting. Hallelujah. You just, and don't sit there and do nothing. Spend some time with the Lord and do good. Help somebody that can't help themselves. I'm going to do more in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Glory be to God. Let me turn on the phone lines, and if you have something that you, or if you have a prayer request, if you have something you want to comment, I'll let you have that. Now, I'm trying to, I haven't done this for too long, so I'm going to try to open up the line. So give me just a moment. Praise God, and I'll let you know when they're open. Okay. If somebody, and if, let's see, I'm going to open up the lines again. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see now. It says, click on if someone wants prayer. I was trying to. Okay, not that. Okay, I'm going to open the lines. Oh, that's my line. I don't need mine open. Oh, well, that's somebody else's line. I'm going to try to open these lines. Okay, I believe I have the lines open now. If you have a prayer request, let us know, and we'll be glad to pray with you. And if you have a comment, we can take the comments after prayer requests. Is there anyone on the line that has a prayer request?
Yeah, God bless you. This is Brother Black.
Brother Black, God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed like you and everybody else in this prayer line. Amen.
Praise God. I'm glad you're on the line.
I couldn't miss it. My shoulder blade, I slept on it wrong last night, and it was tearing me up, but I kept praising God. And I just asked just for prayer on my right side, my shoulder blade, okay. My shoulder.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll pray with you. Was there any other prayer requests before I take this? Okay, well, let us pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you so much. Hallelujah. I just praise you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for this time. And I lift up Brother Black. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. And I pray a special divine healing of that shoulder blade in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus, hallelujah, has already dealt with the pain, the situation that's going on in the shoulder, Lord God, according to Isaiah 53, praise God, Psalms 107 and verse 20 and 1 Peter, praise God, 2:24 that says, by your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. So, God, I pray that you open up the windows of heaven and release your healing virtue in Brother Black's shoulder. We rebuke that pain that's trying to exalt itself in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless him right now. We pray that you will strengthen him, Lord God, and give him relief of that pain in his shoulder. At the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said, pray, believing that we receive. And hallelujah, I believe that you will release, Lord God, him from this excess pain. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and we trust you that it's done. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Amen. Okay. Well, if there's no more, is there any other prayer requests? Okay, did anyone have a comment they wanted to make on tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Now, I haven't received my stimulus, and I was calling people, and I said, hold on. God said, look unto me. I said, Lord, I give it to you right now. I said, I don't know what else to do. I don't know anything to do. As a matter of fact, the more closer I get to God, the more I find out I don't know. And I said, Lord, and then I said, what do I do? And I said, I know what I'll do. I'm going to just get filled up with the word of God. That's what I'm going to do. And then I get on the prayer line, and then you were talking about Job. Job said, no matter what, I don't care about anything. I have to see him and know him for myself. I have to make sure that I make it. And I said, wow. And then you were saying about sometimes wait. Don't speak what you know or what you think you know sometimes. You have to wait for the Holy Spirit to lead you to speak.
That's
sometimes
right.
It's not good to speak ahead of time. You're going before the Holy Ghost. Even though you might not know, there's a timing, there's a season, there's a place for it. And I just thank God for that. Amen.
Amen, and trust that the Lord is going to bring it to you at the appointed time, praise God. We just got so in a hurry, but we just thank and praise God that we pause and take this time to think about things and to let the Lord speak to our hearts, praise God. For what belongs to you, glory be to God, you shall receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't want to keep you any further. I know I've tarried you all along. I thank and praise God for each person that came on the line tonight.
I don't be recognizing all in line. That could be Mother BJ, Minister BJ, or Mother McCormick. And I'm not sure who that other line is, so to God be the glory. So thank you all for coming on the line tonight. I pray that God will bless each one of you and that this message has been a blessing to you. And I pray that you continue to let the Holy Spirit bring you information, praise God, that will help you get through each day. Hallelujah. But as long as we, and I just love Job because he says, in all of my days of my appointed time, I shall wait on the Lord, praise God. And he said, I know my reason. I love how he says, I know. When you know who God is for yourself, don't let no one, I don't care how many times people speak this and speak that, you go back and say, God, they saying this, but what does your word say? Hallelujah. So I love you all. Thank you so much for coming on the line tonight and worshiping God and listening to God. And I pray special blessings and healings and all your needs met in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this time. We bless you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Heavenly Father. And we exalt you. And we pray that this message get to someone who really need a word of what to do while you wait. And I pray that it be a blessing to them and it be strength to them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, we love you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already doing. Done, and we thank you for what you will do in Jesus' name. We love you. We bid you farewell. Have a blessed night and a wonderful weekend in Christ Jesus' name. God bless you all.
You too. God bless everybody.
And let the Lord use you with a blessed message. And have a good night. Don't let nothing stick your face. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I thought I recognized that number. Bless your heart. Thank you for coming on. And bless you.
Praise the Lord. That's a burden. When I told her about it, she was already halfway through, and she was saying, well, Pastor, don't you have something? She didn't put it on Facebook, so I guess if she didn't know about it, she wasn't doing it on Monday night. So in the meantime, praise God. The prayers go up for you.
You said something about, was that Pastor Burden or Minister Bird?
Prophetess Bird. What I was talking to her on the phone at the time was that conference with my other daughter, and you were on, and I was telling her about the service ended about halfway through, and she was saying that Pastor Dorsey had something tonight, and I was saying you were speaking like you said on Monday night that you would be speaking. She says, oh, was it nothing out on Facebook? So I guess probably just tell you when you're having something, maybe somebody missed it. Maybe if you put it out on Facebook, they'll probably know.
I got you. And, you know, believe it or not, I did put it on Facebook, but I didn't go back and put it. Sometimes you go ahead and put it out there a second time. And I didn't do – I'm terrible at advertisement, but I'm going to get better the more I do this. All right.
This blessing was a good message.
God be the glory.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Well, you all have a blessed night.
Amen.
Thank you. Have a blessed
night. And I bid you farewell and shalom.
Shalom, my dear. Check you later. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Sister Alexander. That's terrible. I didn't recognize your number.
Don't worry about it, baby. Don't worry about it.
you remember. God bless you. I don't even remember. Did I tell you about it?
Yes, you did. I told you I wrote it down so I don't miss you again.
You are good. You are good. God bless you, Sister Alexander. Thank you for coming on tonight, dear.
Check
I you saw
later,
your
girl.
Number, and I thought it was mine for a minute. I said, you know what? With it, I had to stop that. God bless you all.
Okay,
have
baby.
A good
okay.
Night, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.